the problem is that people have never before entered marriage with the high expectations they now hold. Throughout history, the family has been a vital unit for survival, starting as a defense system for physical survival and gradually becoming a unit for economic survival. Now, of course, the family has become a physical and economic liability rather than an asset. Having met, as a society, the basic survival and security needs, people simply don't need each other anymore to fight Indians or spin yarn, or wash dishes or repair electrical plugs, for that matter. The bonds of marriage and family life are no longer functional, but affectional. People used to come to love each other because they needed each other. Now, it's just the other way around. They need each other because they love each other. Listening to the complaints of those recently divorced, one seldom hears of brutality and desertion, but usually something like, "We just don't communicate very well. The educational differences between us were simply too great to overcome. I felt trapped in the relationship. He won't let me be me. We don't have much in common anymore." These complaints are interesting because they reflect high-order discontent resulting from the failure of marriage to meet the great expectations held for it. Couples now expect, and demand, communication and understanding, shared values and goals, intellectual companionship, great moments of intimacy. By and large, marriage today actually does deliver such moments, but as a result, couples have gone on to burden the relationship with even greater demands. To some extent, it has been the success of marriage that has created the discontent.